This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is a Totally Cool Tech podcast edition number 499, one step closer for Sunday, October 17th, 2010. I'm Norbert Davis, your host. On this episode of the Totally Cool Tech podcast, Microsoft and Adobe have a conspiracy going on? Snuggy on steroids, skinny HDMI, e-legs, Google car, FBI loses its toy, and coffee transporter. This thing is awesome. Now, I'm calling this the One Step Closer show because, well, we're one step closer to show 500. That's right. The next show is show number 500. Wow. 3 years and 500 shows next episode. Man, I have a special guest lined up, and I think you're going to love that episode. This ought to be really, really cool. Now, you may know that I am here in the, I'm here in Delaware. I'm on the East Coast, and I'm going up and down the East Coast a little bit, traveling around, seeing the sights, meeting family, and all sorts of stuff. And I'm going to be meeting with a good friend of mine. I've actually never really met in person, but we're going to get together and have a good time here, and we're going to record it, and we're going to talk about tech and all that kind of stuff. So stick around, get ready. It's going to be show number 500. You're going to love it. All right. Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here, where you will find shows that are family friendly and work safe. We're also part of the Blueberry.com podcast community, where podcasters and listeners come together. That's Blueberry without the E's. Go check out both of these sites for other great podcasts. Okay, episode 500. We've been talking about this. It's coming up. It's the next one. This is going to be the totally cool tech podcast episode of the year, most likely. And you need to pay attention because we do have a giveaway. I'm giving you some stuff. This is really going to be cool because of this whole three-year thing, 500 shows. This is a really big thing for me. All right. You must be a resident of the U.S. or Canada to go ahead and participate in this, or at least have a shipping address within the U.S. or Canada, because I can't ship, you know, outside the U.S. Or outside North America. Now, one other thing. I'm not going to swap cash for the prize. Okay, can't say, oh, I don't want that. I want the cash. I can't, because I've already got the stuff. I'm not gonna give it the value, whatever it is. You're getting the prize, or just tell me you don't want it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so yeah, so I have a few things lined up. Got some other stuff coming, but what I can tell you, we're gonna have is the Bluetooth hands-free car kit, the visor mount style. That's actually pretty cool. Maxi Vista application for the iPad and your PC. Makes your iPad an extra monitor for your PC. If you ever watched the Tech Podcast Roundtable, I actually demonstrated that thing. It was actually pretty slick. USB memory stick, 4 GB style. You're going to like that. It's pretty cool. USB to SATA IDE APTI device. It's a little thing you go ahead and if you have a spare hard drive laying around, or you're repairing somebody's, or you're trying to do some work on somebody's and you need to get onto it, onto their hard drive and look at it. You can use this. Go ahead and plug it in USB to your device, your computer. You can check that out. Or just, you know, if you have stuff on an extra hard drive and you want to get it off of there, you can use this as well. It's got one-touch backup. Works with Mac and Windows. Really, really cool. Have a super bright LED flashlight as well. That is waterproof, supposedly. I haven't tried it, but it says it is. And it uses 3 AAA batteries, which you're going to have to provide yourself because I can't do it. I'm not going to ship those. Anyway. But I'll ship the flashlight to you. Pretty cool. Other stuff coming up as well. Now, how do you get this stuff? Here's what you do. Go to the TCT website. If you don't know what the URL is, listen to the show here. I will mention it somewhere in there. Okay? Now, you have to pay attention. Send in an email. Send me an email with the subject, show 500, and answer these two questions. Number one, what is the number on the TCT logo? Number two, who did I talk to on show 500? Pretty darn simple, right? Now, there's a bonus question. What is the hidden meaning behind my logo? If you take a look at it and you study it and you think about it, I think you'll figure it out. And you just go ahead Tell me what that is. All right. That's the bonus question. All right. No sponsors anymore for right now, but I am still powered by Mountain Dew Code Red. So that's pretty cool. I love that. And coffee. Lots of coffee. Kind of cool around here. Lots of coffee. All right. On this episode, which we're going to talk about here right now, which, hey, don't have to go back through that again. I've already told you what's coming up, so let's get on to it. Lord, I tell you what, I'm not keeping up with myself. All right. Well, it looks like Microsoft and Adobe are getting together. They're going to be going after Apple somehow. There's a lot of speculation out there, but it looks like they might be going ahead and getting ready to team up and possibly put Flash on Windows Phone 7, make it at least Flash compatible, and probably going to be doing that on any other kind of device that Microsoft puts out, whether it be a tablet or just the Windows Phone 7 OS. Doesn't matter. They're going to be going after them. And Apple, how they've been anti-Flash everything, and I'm not exactly a Flash fan. But a lot of the places that I go and a lot of the websites that I look at have Flash in them, and I can't use them on my iPod Touch or my wife's, my iPod, the iPad we have, the wife and I. That really kind of sucks. But going to be interesting to see what happens here, because you know what? Anything that Steve Ballmer is involved with, and we know what kind of happened with the Kinect, could be at risk. Who knows? I mean, have you looked at the man lately? He looks a little scary. And I'll put a photo of Steve Ballmer. I think the man's crazy. Maybe crazy like a fox, but I think the man's just crazy now. He looks weird to me. I have never liked the man. I think he's a little bit insane. He looks a little bit insane to me. He could be one of those crazy genius insanes, or he could be ought to be locked up insane. But anyway, they're going to be going after Apple. I can't wait to see what's going to happen here. Really going to be interesting. So anyway, you can't really ever trust when Microsoft gets into bed with somebody. There's always something going on. Never know. Something going on. All right. Over at Uber Gizmo, if you ever have looked at the Snuggie, or personally we have the Slanket, the Snuggie actually has come out with tons of different variations of it, and there's a new one out there. It's called the Cozy wearable blanket that uses electricity to keep you as warm, to keep you warm as well. It's a fleece type of blanket with sleeves on it. But it also has a little bit of electric heat going on with it. So it's kind of like your electric flannel covers. But you can actually walk around with it and wear it, plug it in. It's going to go for like about $68. I don't know if this is going to be the big old thing for Christmas and all that kind of stuff. It probably will. I think that's going just a little bit beyond. That's a little bit too much. Now, with the Snuggie or the Slanket, like I have, you can get up and walk around. With this thing, you're plugged in. And don't know how that, how well that is going to be for being portable. But, wow, really? An electric blanket that you can wear with sleeves. Okay, we've pretty much seen it all now. All right, next up from over here at Coolest Gadgets, Redmire, a company that manufactures HDMI cables, is coming up with a skinny HDMI cable because there are a few phones out there, like the Nokia N8, have an HDMI port. So video files on the phone can be viewed on bigger screens. Now, if everyone had a feature like this, then not only will it increase the demand for HDMI cables, which, my Kodak ZI-8 came with an HDMI cable, little mini HDMI to the normal HDMI, and they need to be thinner and lighter because they're big, bulky, and ugly, and stiff, and all that kind of stuff. Well, it looks like Redmire is ahead of the curve on manufacturing these things because they're a little bit smaller and thinner, and that just makes things a little bit easier to lug around. Don't have to have so many of them. And if you can make just even regular HDMI cables thinner and stuff like that, makes wiring a home network a little bit easier. Now, supposedly, I guess they have some sort of chip that they have in the HDMI plug itself that helps, I guess, send the signals across the cables easier or whatever. It's really weird. Got to find out a little bit more about that. It's a little bit kind of hush-hush, weird, proprietary thing. But this one might actually be pretty cool if they get this going and they can actually have a bigger demand, make thinner cables. If, you know, if you've messed with these things yourself, they're big and bulky. I mean, I've got, I got a Blu-ray. I've got my Xbox running HDMI. I've got my cable box running HDMI. Got my Roku running HDMI. I'm running out of HDMI ports, but I got all these big, huge cables back there. It's really ridiculous. I mean, HDMI is cool. Gets really good, you know, video and all that off the Blu-ray player and all this kind of stuff. Really, really nice. But man, big, bulky cables. Trying to pull those things back and forth, and they give you these little tiny holes, just barely enough to get the plugs through, power plugs and HDMI cables and all that through. It's tough, you know, through all the furniture and stuff like that, you know, the little holes they give you. The smaller, the thinner, the better they make them, makes it easier for me to go ahead and wire these things. I'm hoping that somebody comes up with better HDMI cables. And it looks like Red Mirror is in the forefront. So, pretty cool. No price on that that I know of or anything like that, but I hope something like this, I hope these people start making a lot more of this kind of stuff and get it out there, make better competition. All right. This is really cool. If you've ever, I'm you know, a kid of the 70s, and we loved watching the $6 Million Man, Steve Austin, the Bionic Man. Well, there's a company called Berkeley Bionics, and has given paraplegic people their legs back. They can actually walk again by the use of this exoskeleton called E-Legs. It's really unique exoskeleton for general consumers, designed to allow wheelchair-bound folks to be able to walk again. The product is actually based on some early work at the Berkeley Bionics and Human Engineering Lab. I guess they did some stuff for the military, made it able to allow soldiers to carry like 200-pound backpacks and stuff like that. And this is really cool. I guess the company, Berkeley Bionics, held a press conference a while back here that revealed some of the new product here. And this is really awesome to watch this lady go ahead and pull up in a wheelchair. And you can tell that, you know, this is the real deal. This lady, you can see that her legs have atrophied over the years. I guess she's been in a wheelchair for, I believe it's 18 years. She was able to go ahead, get into this exoskeleton, and stand up and walk. And there's some video of her, you know, walking outdoors and things like that. Yes, she has to have canes, but it works really, really well. Now, the E-Legs are, it's a backpack style where it has all the electronics and the brains and the computer and all that. It straps on like a backpack, but the mechanism starts working around the hip area, goes down to the knees, and it goes underneath the feet. So they actually strap this onto their feet and their legs, and it lets them walk. It has almost a natural walking rhythm to it, or a motion to it. Really, really cool. You have to check out the video on this. Please go see. This is really cool. I thought this was the most awesome thing ever that I've seen lately. And I found that over at Crunch Gear. So check that out. We'll have the link for you. It's awesome. Especially if you know somebody who has lost the ability to walk, this will help them out. And what they're hoping to actually do is get people into this very early on, so they keep the muscles going and the blood flow going and the circulation, all that kind of stuff. Hopefully, you know, just keep them healthier and their digestive tract too. You'd be surprised that the more you are sedentary, the less your digestive tract, you know, doesn't work as well. If you're sedentary, that's why you got to get up, run around, move, you know, exercise, all that kind of stuff. So, pretty cool stuff here. All right. Over at Gear Fuse, Been checking this out. Looks like Google has got a modified Toyota Prius that has an array of sensors and navigation technologies and all that kind of stuff. And it's going ahead and driving around the roads all on its own. It's autonomous. How's that for scary? I guess it's using LiDAR, a rotating sensor on the roof of it. Scans more than 200 feet in all directions to generate a precise three-dimensional map of the car's surroundings. It has a video camera mounted near the rear view mirror location, detects traffic lights, and helps the car's onboard computers recognize moving obstacles like pedestrians and bicyclists. They have some radar on it, four standard automotive radar sensors, three in the front and one in the rear. Helps determine the position of distant objects around it. There's a position estimator. A sensor mounted on the left rear wheel measures the small movements made by the car and helps accurately locate it on a map. So this is really going to be weird. I guess Robert Scoble says he's seen it twice. He thought it was the Google Street Maps vehicle, but he thinks he spotted it twice and seen this Prius out there. Really, really weird. I guess it has accumulated over 140,000 miles. And there's more than one of these, apparently. So they have a little fleet of these things. I mean, they've been really secretive about this, and they've been developing these self-driven autonomous cars, which it actually does what it's supposed to do. And I guess they've been doing it in the streets of California. But, man, how did they get the ability to do that from the DMV? That is crazy. Especially, you know, I tell you what, if I had seen it, I would have, you know, I would have thought maybe it was a left-hand drive car, because there, you know, there's a photo here showing a gentleman who's in the left-hand seat, the right-hand seat. They call it a left-hand car. No, not a left-hand drive, a right-hand drive, like a British, you know, vehicle. Wow, that would be crazy. I don't know if I would freak out with that. You probably would think that it's a foreign vehicle, and that the person sitting in the quote-unquote passenger seat is the actual driver. Interesting. Have you seen this car? If you have, let me know. I would be really interested to see where it's been spotted other than Robert Scoble. So, cool. All right, over at Daily Tech, I guess the FBI got busted spying on, of all people, an Arab-American student. I guess they were tracking him with his really clunky tracking device. Supposedly, his father is somewhat kind of associated with something that might be, you know, something that it came up on their on the FBI radar. And I guess they wanted to go ahead and track this young man, and they planted a tracking vehicle on his device, and they did it without his knowledge, and I guess they had a warrant, supposedly. And they've been tracking this young man, and one of his buddies actually found it and told him about it, and I guess they took the thing off the car. Yeah, I guess the student went ahead and posted the pictures of this device over on Reddit, and he was concerned that if originally it might be a pipe bomb or some sort of thing like that. But I guess a savvy reader identified the device was indeed a GPS tracker, a Cobham Orion Guardian ST-820 that sells exclusively to the U.S. law enforcement. I guess former FBI agents have since confirmed that the model is indeed used by the Bureau to track individuals within the U.S., and shortly after that happened, I guess the FBI came around and basically asked for their device back. You know, it's like, hey, this is our equipment. We had a warrant to go ahead and watch you, so we want our stuff back. Now, I guess they told the gentleman that actually you were kind of boring, so surveillance is over, and we're done. We want our toy back. Man, that is so funny. I think they only asked for it back because they got caught, and apparently the gentleman was doing nothing of any, you know, no reason to be watching him. So good for him, and you know, keep the man in check. Keep Big Brother in check. I like the fact that, you know, Big Brother is watching out for us in some ways, but you know, you got to give them a body check back every now and then. Keep everybody on their toes, everybody up and up, and everybody honest. All right, well, take that for what it's worth. All right, next up, from over at Geekology, if you like taking your coffee and going portable with it, say you say you're the person, the runner, to go get coffee for everybody at the local coffee joint, whether it's, you know, on campus, around the corner, down at Starbucks, you know, over here we have Pete's Coffee, It's a Grind, all sorts of stuff like that. Somebody has come up with a simple, genius method to go ahead and transport coffee. So you don't have to, you know, especially if you're walking, this is probably the best way to do it. If you're not walking, actually, it's probably really going to be best for walking, carrying. You don't want to do this with putting in your car. This little thing is awesome. It's a fold-out thing where it has two little cup holder holes, and you go ahead and set those on top of that. You know, lift up, and then you fold the ends to the top, and it becomes a carrier, and you can carry these things without spilling them. It cradles them. They sit down about, I don't know, 2 inches or something like that out the bottom. I'll have to put a picture on the website, because other than that, you're not going to get it really from what I'm talking about. This is more of a visual thing, and I can't really describe it too well because I know I'm not doing that good. But it is probably the best design for a coffee carrier that I've ever seen. You've all seen the drink holders and stuff like that you can get at the fast foods. None of them compare to this. This is probably the best I've ever seen. And they ought to take note and take whoever's designing this and manufacturing it, they got to go ahead and get it. This is just too cool. And with that, we are done. That is it. The show is over. Next one is show 500. You're going to want to be listening. Check it out, and I will see you then. So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Totally Cool Tech Podcast, no matter if it's on Stitcher Radio, Roku, Boxy, iTunes, through a podcatcher, from the website player, it doesn't matter. Appreciate you listening, and if you do like it, go ahead and recommend us to a friend. All of the show notes and links are over at totallycooltech.com or tctpodcast.com. Please send an email or audio comment to tctpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think is cool tech. If you got something you want to put on here, tell me about, go ahead and do it. Keep it clean. We'll get you on here. You can go ahead and call the podcast listener line at area code 540-999-TECH. Or you can follow me on Twitter at TC. Just look for TCT Podcast. Now, don't forget, enter the contest. Show 500 contest, all right? You heard the instructions earlier. Follow them to a T, and you'll be in there. All right, everybody. Next time I talk to you will be show 500. So I will see you next time.